Before the House of Representatives is a package of energy legislation that would raise the corporate average fuel economy, or CAFE, standards for sport utility vehicles and minivans. The gas mileage standards for those vehicles are currently much lower than those for passenger cars. Environmental groups say higher standards for gas mileage will help clean up the air and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The impact of higher mileage standards on the environment is likely to be limited. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Ask environmentalists why cars should go further on a gallon of gas, and they'll say it's simple. Gasoline use damages the environment in many ways. That's why David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says the less we use, the better.
For every gallon of gasoline that is produced, you have global warming emissions produced both at the vehicle and actually in producing the gasoline, and you also have smog-forming pollutants. So by improving fuel economy, we can cut a significant portion of all these emissions.
That's a commonly held view among environmental groups and among members of Congress rallying around the higher standard. In fact, reducing the amount of gas used by cars would seem to present a straightforward way of addressing major environmental problems. Take air pollution.
Unhealthy air in the Washington region, much of it caused by automobiles, is threatening the health of area residents.
At a meeting of the Washington Metropolitan Council of Governments, a spokesman for the Sierra Club takes the podium. He begs local transportation planners to do something that will address the terrible air pollution problems facing the cities and towns around the nation's capital. The Sierra Club and other groups say pollution is getting worse because people are driving to work in gas-guzzling sport utility vehicles and minivans. Sales of these vehicles have skyrocketed over the past decade. And Ron Kirby, the Council of Governments Transportation Planning Director, says it's made a bad smog problem a lot worse.
And as they've grown as a proportion of the fleet, we're having to recognize that they're a different character of vehicle than passenger cars, particularly for emissions purposes.
That's because light trucks, SUVs, and minivans pollute more than normal passenger cars. That wasn't a big problem when the people who use Jeeps and light trucks lived mostly on farms. But now that SUVs and similar vehicles make up half of all new car sales, they've become a big contributor to air pollution. Ron Kirby says the shift to SUVs could foil his transportation plans. He can't get federal money to build new roads if the air is too dirty.
And in order to add new projects to our plans and programs and get federal approval for them, we have to show that our emissions are going to be within that original level of 161 tons per day, which is established in our air quality plan. So this unanticipated shift into these larger vehicles has put our emissions significantly above the level that we need to be.
Now, you might think that Ron Kirby would welcome the possibility that SUVs will be required to get better gas mileage. Environmentalists say cars that get better mileage use less gas and pollute less. But there's one set of rules for what goes into a car, the gas mileage standards, and another set for what comes out. Those are emission standards. Don Zenger of the Environmental Protection Agency explains that gas guzzlers and fuel-efficient cars all face the same basic rules on emissions.
The emission standards that we've had in place for over 30 years now are based on grams per mile. So you can't say that just because a car has very good fuel efficiency that it always gets better emissions.
Now, better mileage standards could help with a different environmental problem, greenhouse gases. Cars that go further on a gallon of gas will emit less carbon dioxide, a key greenhouse gas, but not if people simply drive more miles. And in fact, since CAFE standards were first passed in 1975, people have gradually increased the number of miles they drive. That has cut into the benefits from better mileage. Robert Crandall of the Brookings Institution says this is why we should try another approach.
If the goal today is to reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases, then I would tax the precursors of greenhouse gases. And surely that means putting a much higher tax on coal than on oil, and putting a tax on all emissions from coal and from oil, not just gasoline used from oil, and not just gasoline used in new cars.
Increasing taxes on all sources of carbon dioxide, or even a simple tax on gasoline, might make people drive less. Environmentalists concede this approach might work better and accomplish more. But David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists admits gas taxes will never be very popular in this country.
Right now, there really isn't the political will to be able to do that. Consumers were very concerned about the increased prices, and so right now, politicians are much more concerned with reducing the cost of gasoline than increasing the cost of gasoline.
Consumers just won't tolerate expensive gasoline. So while higher CAFE standards will change the way the machines on the road function, they won't change the behavior of drivers. And tougher CAFE rules can only have a limited impact on cleaning up the air. But environmental groups are still eager to carry away this small victory, saying it's a start. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.